American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with the capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
Bam! It is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the Internet for Monday, July 25th, 2005. And this would be Newsreel, your daily report as well. Counterculture defeats the evil of core political tyranny. Rant Media is taking a stand on our pudgy, we cannot see them feet, and for free speech just for today. And just by listening, you are too, but you're not taking a stand just for today. You're taking it for tomorrow, yesterday, and the day after tomorrow. All three shall be the number you shall take, and the number you shall take shall be three. And while you are taking three, you can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal. You can get to said live journal by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. This is a again, a free radio broadcast. Are you getting the whole free thing? Free, free, free. That can be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Radio306.com, OspreyRadio.info, and Extreme Radio Tampa. You are free, again, free. Notice the free active term here is free to distribute this broadcast any way you see fit. And Sim, my beautiful and talented co-host.
Right here.
Who has come up with an outstanding idea on how to distribute this more effectively. Of course, there's a wonderful way we can go and hand out the CDs and stuff like that. That's encouraged and always, you know, the sneaker net of Rant Radio is vast and expansive. However, telling other radio stations, especially online radio stations, about Newsreel and telling them that, hey, do you guys want like a free daily news show that's been going on for the last, 6 months to a year from a guy who's well known in the field? Well, it's possible, and all you got to do is send an email to info@rantradio.com saying who you are, what radio station you're with, and we will help you distribute that. Pretty soon, Newsreel could take over the earth.
Very likely.
I think it is likely.
Yeah.
How's your levels?
I think it's pretty good. I just have to hold it a little away from my mouth.
A little away?
Yeah, a little away. And also, this is free as in beer and free as in speech as well.
Free as in beer. Free beer, free speech?
Yes. Well, it's two different types of free.
Oh,
free as in beer is as here, have a free thing.
Right.
And it's also free speech because we're allowed to say whatever we want.
This is true. Unregulated media, therefore being pornography. But if you want to go and hand this out to whoever you want, please do that.
Yes.
Please remix it into your dance tracks. Do whatever you want to do. Play it at raves. Yeah, play the Unz. How do you spell Unz again?
O-O-N-T-Z.
That's what it is?
Unz.
Now, that's a name for a dog. This is my...
Come here, Unz.
These are my dogs. Unz and Unz. And sometimes I call them. I go Unz, 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 Unz. And they don't know what the fuck to do. Anyway.
That's good.
Let's get into some feedback. Pardon me. This one starts off. Sup, Sean? Sup, Sean?
Sup, yo. Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Hey, I went over to James' house the other day. I said, hey, man.
I say, sup.
I said, I need some sup. And he went, what's up? And I said, it's what's up! Anyway, sup, Sean?
Then I slapped him.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we were wearing chops. With respect to the collection of information, it is a bad idea because the government can begin profiling and determining the actions of the people before they commit them. Well, that's called a thought crime, and they don't really have minority. But anyway. But by using loose statistics, they will be able to vilify any person that stands against them by using a BS stats about their threat to society. Well, yeah. No duh. That's nothing new there. The profiling will also start to introduce even worse injustices and discrimination against people with a different ethnic, intelligence, behavioral characteristics. Oh, hence, that's already come in the media. We're always hearing about loners.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's a loner. It will remove the liberty and equality of people, and well, that sliver of which is left, making placing rats in the cage, as you have said, easier than it has ever been before. Identify theft risks increase several fold since accurate, reliable data will be stored in a single location, centralizing all attacks, whether it be unauthorized retrieval or of unauthorized editing of data. These are both crimes.
That is very dangerous, yeah. Keeping all this data in one place?
File system security and integrity would have to be airtight security policy, which is just not technically feasible, there is always an exploit to be found. Just to be found, regard, drill sergeant. Well, I don't collect information. I delete. I've deleted most of my emails. I don't keep anything. Yeah. So I'm like the anti-sim. Sim keeps
opposite.
Sim keeps everything. He keeps his hair. You know,
that's
like
right.
The guy just keeps it all.
After I get my hair cut, I sweep the floor.
That's right. No DNA clone ripping off going on over here with the sim guy.
Just
but
one
me,
of me,
no, hell no. I throw it all out. Anyone wants to dumpster dive my trash, I'll get everything. Yeah, including all everything. All you got to do is take my trash, and you'll be able to. No, but honestly, I delete everything. I never keep records. So, next one. Hey, Sean. Hi, Sean. Hi, Sean. Or hey, Sean. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Would they make it illegal to mirror/cache a website? In the wake of the London bombings, I noticed the mainstream news sites, TV stations, newspapers, etc., would frequently change the content of the stories they were reporting on an almost daily basis. Rather like in George Orwell's 1984. Not to mention, no mention would ever be made of the previous version of whatever stories they changed. Now, that's true. They'll do that. They'll change the stories on the fly.
They will. Yeah.
The sheeple, largely, failed to notice, though their own through their own lethargy, failed to care.
Stop right there.
What's up?
Wiki News, actually, which is pretty new. Pretty new. You know, Wikipedia, it's an online encyclopedia. They've just come out with Wiki News recently. I don't know how recently. But you can actually go back to the original post of the story and track it all the way through all of the changes.
Really?
So this is revolutionary in news reporting.
Well, that's not going to be very popular.
Not in the mainstream,
no.
But it's very, very cool. And seeing how stories develop, because especially in the London bombings, somebody made a video of that. Video of how the story changed as new information came.
Oh, good.
So you can see how it evolved.
So it's totally being manipulated, and you can see all that data.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Let's carry on with this. I noticed, and I started caching any media I found related to said events. If you can follow the changes, you can follow the lies that used to find their way to the truth. I have a pretty good idea about what happened on 7/7, is what they're calling it now.
Ooh.
And it was nothing like what we were being told. I will not go into details in this email because it would definitely leave me open to arrest under the latest amendments to our anti-terror bill. I'm working on a method for getting the data to you soon, but in the meantime, I will tell you this. It was nothing to do with the group of individuals who are being blamed. Suitcase nukes in the States. Check out ground-penetrating radar. This tech is widely used in the States and the UK to keep an eye on the populace from observing satellites, blimps, and helicopters. GPR uses background millimeter wave radiation, much as the same way as an X-ray machine at your local doctor's office. An interesting point is that your radioactive agents light up like bonfires when viewed with a GPR. Burying them wouldn't help unless you went down to about 4 miles.
Whoa.
Make of that what you will. Interesting. So if they've got suitcase nukes in the United States, ground-penetrating radar would be able to find them.
Right.
So would anybody who's in the military, because they'd be wearing a tritium wristwatch. Tritium is a radioactive compound.
Oh.
So if ever you're getting a radioactive signature from some dude on your GPR radar, chances are he's got a tritium wristwatch.
Is that only military issued?
Yes. Very hard to get. Two companies make them, Luminox and Tracer, also make military watches. This is why knowing your kit helps a lot. It's not just for identifying tracks on the ground boots anymore. That's why, you know, it's handy to know these things. So if we can get our hands on, I wonder if you could civilian buy ground penetrating radar. Interesting. Watches
Maybe.
Tell you a lot about the person. There's definitely a lot of things afoot in the world, dude. I'm going to have to look for my tinfoil hat now because, like you, I'm just a crazy conspiracy nut. Trademark. Take care. I'm not giving out his name because he's talking about really pertinent stuff and he's worried about getting arrested, and chances are he could be. Now, I got a really good email here from Falware, and he just lost his fucking mind on this one here. You ready for this one? This is all on the London bombing.
Okay.
On the latest, quote-unquote, bombing in London, here's the score. Responsible party, 8. British authorities, 0. It wasn't even a bombing. If you ask me, this was a plant of evidence the British government will now use for solving case number 1. Someone calls CSI Miami to get some real investigators out there. Wait, never mind, they're just actors too. But if we pretend for a moment that there's some actual terrorist organization who's responsible, maybe I doubt it, let's consider the stories being printed and how messed up they are. The public releases are contradictory, biased, misleading, and just plain unbelievable to me. Expect to see some great movies in the next year or two based on these quote-unquote stories. All these extremely contradictory comments are in the same story. UK police, latest bombers fails. You don't know their intent, so you don't know if they failed or not, unless your responsible party didn't accomplish what you had intended. Is it a failing? Bombs could be linked to terror attacks 2 weeks ago. No,
could.
Duh! They say, like saying that, saying water is wet. You know, Metropolitan Police Commissioner Ian Blair told reporters the intention of the terrorist must have been to kill, end quote, and that some of the devices failed to explode. If they detonated 4 out of 4 successfully in round one, what fool thinks they would fail to detonate 4 out of 4 on round two? The answer is Metro Police Commissioner Ian Blair. The responsible party obviously rigged the scare to cause panic or simply say, still vulnerable. There are reports of one person wounded, although ambulance services say they did not transport anyone from the scene. Who reported one person wounded? Name of the source? Name of wounded? Where did they get wounded? How were they wounded? At least a description of this phantom. This is more fog of war. I think the important thing is that the intentions of the terrorists have not been successful. See number three. And it goes on and on and on. Foulware is, you know, this whole thing with this latest London bombing here. This whole London bombing to me is sounding really, really bad. I don't think it actually is legit. I think this thing is as dirty, because I mean there can't be more dirty, but it's as dirty as the 9/11 conspiracy. I don't like it at all, especially with the timing. But I'll get into that later in the story. So thank you very much, Foulware, for your input, dear Sean. What do I think of cameras in the street? This was from that question I asked. Remember I said, what do you think of cameras everywhere?
Right, yeah.
I'm cool with them.
I'm loud.
This is what he's saying. What's that?
I was loud there. Sorry,
that's people. Okay. I'll fix this all up in the studio. Don't you worry. What do I think about the cameras in the street? I'm cool with them. Not that I feel they're wrong or just our government don't trust us, but I got to tell you, in recent swarmings in my city, I can understand the government not trusting us.
Right.
Now, my house, that's private. The government doesn't want cameras in my house. Well, they do, but they're not putting them there just yet. Now, I have curtains on my windows so people can't look in because it's my house, and I choose to keep it private for people who'd look in. My point is, I go to my room or my office for privacy. I don't walk down a crowded city street. So cameras in the street aren't there to watch my every move. That's pretty self-absorbed to think that. They're not there to stomp on my rights. Cameras in the streets are like cops looking out the windows. And that's from Listville. And that's an interesting point.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of extra security. You know, because it's not really stopping anything. You just got record of what's happened.
Yeah.
Really.
There's evil and good in every technology.
I suppose. I mean, the chances... What we're worried about is exploitation.
Yes.
What we're worried about. We're worried about some asshole.
If they
asshole.
Just catch criminals and people beating up other people,
yeah, then that's
all
fine.
Good, right?
But we're just worried about somebody saying, well, you were here at this time. What were you doing there? I don't have to tell you. Yes, you do. Blah, blah, blah. And then what we have
we
to worry about...
think you were doing something bad.
What you have to worry about more than the cameras is presumed guilt.
Yes.
You know, if a guy named Akmar Mohammed gets busted with a backpack, you know, are they going to be really nice to him, or are they probably going to stick a gun in his mouth? You know, you got to think of it that way.
Or shoot the guy in the London trains like they did recently.
Yeah, I got
to. And now they're admitting guilt. Maybe we shouldn't have shot him.
Well, I don't know what's really going on there. That's kind of an interesting story, because I've got mixed feelings on that. But I'll get there. Dear oh sweet and innocent Sean.
As in naive?
No shit. 5 years ago, I was unknowingly suffering from an abnormal deficiency in folate, folic acid, brought on by a long-term use of prescription drugs. Then I got tendonitis in both wrists during my computer IT course. My doctor and I didn't know I had this deficiency because my course had me in school 62-plus hours a week from 8:30 to 10 p.m. for blah, 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 blah. Reading and studying homework, covering up symptoms of my exhaustion on my wrist was not healing. I had repetitive strain injury tendonitis in both wrists for 2 years, and all I needed was some supplements. Meanwhile, I suffered daily using a mouse and keyboard, getting a shot of pain every time I clicked and drag. My life vastly improved when the school supplied me with an old school trackball. My God, the relief! However, that old school trackball, think billiard ball, wasn't that good for anything compared to a mouse or a tablet. I tried the modern trackball a little while back, and it looked like it had possibilities. P.S. You should also point out there are two types of trackball users. People who use their thumbs a lot should just use the side-mounted ball. Other people who use the pointed fingers should use the top-mounted trackball.
Oh, right. Yeah, there are two kinds.
Yeah, so...
You've got the side-mounted one.
I have
one.
The old-school side-mounted with a scroll on the middle finger here. It's made by Logitech. Mine is a Trackman marble wheel.
And you swear by it. You love those.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah.
I can't stand them. Can't use them worth a shit.
I'll kick anybody's ass with those. Yeah, you betcha. You play me a game of Quake because there's momentum. When you spin the ball,
yeah.
You've got momentum in Quake.
Let me see. Money, now. Momentum.
Now my buddy. No. What's Gore-Tex?
No, you do. Yeah.
My buddy Gore-Tex.
It keeps going, and you can feel it. There's feedback to it.
Oh, well, not only that, but I mean, when Gore-Tex is playing first-person shooters,
yeah.
I mean, Gore-Tex is the guy I used to go to for first-person shooters.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think he switched to keyboard because he discovered you could hit three keys at once and turn in, like, weird angles
yeah.
in the physics of
you
the game.
You get all crazy with that.
Yeah. So I guess all the really high speed. What do the really high speed first-person shooter guys use? Do they use the trackballs or what? I mean, the proof is in the pudding here, right?
No, they don't.
They don't?
No. It's all not trackballs anymore. As far as I know, it's all keyboard, normal mouse. They've just changed the way they do it.
Oh, I see.
It's like, that's the old school way, right?
Yeah, I do old school.
Now it's a lot of keyboard and the mouse is for looking.
Oh, really?
It's all look with the mouse.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. That's what I do because I do keyboard. I use my left hand. What did I?
Keyboard for movement.
Oh, yeah.
Mouse for looking and shooting.
Little finger was control, and then I had the caps lock, A and D and S, and then the C and everything, and then space bar. Yeah. Thumbs for the space bar. Yeah, combat. You know,
killing. Yeah,
killing.
Good.
Yeah. Killing, running around. Lieutenant Colonel Steve Grossman. I could still kick his ass and quick. Anyway, he's the guy who hates video games. He's the red on combat. I'd be like, Steve Grossman, come on down. We're gonna get you into the Counter Strike server. Steve Grossman. He'd be killed. There'd be guys taking buses to get to the server to fuck him up. Lieutenant Colonel Steve Grossman. That'll be my online name from now on. If Lieutenant Colonel Steve
good.
Grossman ever comes on board, you know, Colonel Grossman.
Ah!
Get
him!
Steve, it's Dave. I keep calling him Steve. Why do I keep calling
What's
him
his
Steve?
Name?
It's Dave Grossman.
Dave,
David Grossman.
Okay.
Lieutenant Colonel. I think it's Colonel. I think he made full Colonel. Colonel Grossman.
There you go.
Grossman. Dear
Grossman.
Sean. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hello back. You know, I really would have thought that people would get tired of Michael Moore bashing by now. Sure, he's not the greatest source of information, but he's certainly no worse than Bill O'Reilly or Ann Coulter. And all of them are entertaining to their target audiences. No, Ann Coulter is a target. Say what you will about him and his methods, but he's getting things done. Those messes have helped save at least one person's life. P.S. Can the right wing ever argue a point without resorting to insults? So Moore's fat. Who cares? It sounds like whoever wrote that opinion is not confident enough to say in what he has to say. He has to resort to cheap insults to boost his point.
Exactly. Who cares if he's a brain in a jar?
That's right. Now, about Arabs dancing in front of corpses. Now, I'm not too sure it was about Arabs. I just said whoever's ever over there in the Middle East.
The people that were dancing on the corpses.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, brown people dancing around this dead white guy. You know, I mean, so that's a little bit weird. And I said, you know, has anybody, you know, got anything to say about that? Like, what's up with the dragging the bodies and hanging it from, you know, lighting shit on fire? That's fucked up, right? And I mean,
brutal.
That's not like fucked up like they're ordered to do that. Like, that's people doing that
it's
of their
own
free
will. Very
tribal. Yeah, very crazy ass, right?
Yeah.
So he says, about Arabs dancing in front of corpses. I really can't answer this specifically, but it isn't a trait specific to that part of the world. It hasn't been much in the news in recent months, but coalition soldiers have been taking pictures with bodies of insurgents and such not so long ago.
True, yeah.
Obviously, that doesn't excuse one side or the other, but don't assume it's just other cultures. And as well, somebody else brought up this point, too, where they're saying that in the L.A. riots, guys were, like, stomping the shit out of everybody and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah, very similar.
Yeah, so
very similar.
I think it's a little it's similar, but I think it is kind of different somehow. You know what I mean? Like it's I guess it's all beasting.
Yeah.
But generally in the LA riots, there was a group of four or five people around one guy pinning him down and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they killed him. They didn't drag his body around afterwards and light him on fire and try to cut
hang
his fingers
him up
off
from the bridge.
Dance from, you know, that didn't happen. They didn't do that. Now, also, you know, in the Abu Ghraib, you've got a soldier taking war memory photos showing how badass he was, right?
Yeah.
And again, that's all frowned upon, especially in this day and age. Like, we lost Canada lost their airborne regiment for exactly that reason. They're like, well, that's what they're saying. It was actually a huge conspiracy to ditch the airborne regiment because it was a cost thing. So they needed a scam. So they said it was hazing and they disbanded the airborne, which is complete bullshit. But whatever. Oh, it's totally fucking bunk. Like, what's Canada got now? We got the JTF. Dude, Joint Task Force 2, named after a anti-drug operation in Florida that a governor went down and went, I like that name, Joint Task Force 2. Was there ever a Joint Task Force 1? Is it joint with anyone? No! It's totally... He may as well have called the fucking Special Forces Herald. I swear to God. He just no, there's absolutely... Joint Task Force. He just thought it up.
Cool.
It sounded cool. That's how it got its name.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. You know, don't ever make the mistake of judging Canadian soldiers by the government, please. You know, please don't. Because, you know, all you got to do is just, you know, go try to fuck with a pickly sergeant sometime and watch what end you wind up on. I'm here to tell you, you're not going to be liking your results. So, on to the sort yourself out section of the story. Now, I've got two sort yourselves out. Are you ready
okay,
for this?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, two of them.
Hey, Sean. This one's kind of brutal. Okay. I'll try to keep this as short as possible. I found out the girl I'd been after, like some guy I hate. Mm-hmm. This sucks.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
I am 17, and I've never had a serious girlfriend. To be honest, I've never really had an inclination. This got me thinking about what I wanted, and I realized that I'm very confused about that. I watch music like The Matrix and Equilibrium, and I think it would be cool to be that lone, all-powerful hero. I find myself wanting to not depend on others at different times, feeling very lonely without not having anyone to get out of bed for, not having anyone who really wants to see me as much as possible. In my circle of friends, I'm often the one everyone comes to for advice, and my advice usually comes out sound. But then I wonder, who am I to go to for advice when I can't advise myself? Basically, I'm confused about my whole being. I want to be the lone hero, but don't understand why. I feel weak and avoid conflict as much as possible, and I don't know if I could defend myself or others should it come down to it. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Keep up the good work. Your friend and fellow WOG, blank. Okay, now, this, you gotta understand, first of all, you're 17 years old, which means that you have a huge hormonal flux going on in your brain right now. So, a lot of the thoughts and feelings you are having right now, although this sounds like some bad high school counseling video, is in fact the truth that you're all fucked up. Now, that doesn't really affect you right now. It's like, thanks, Sean, yeah, my hormones are fucked. Thank you very much. You got anything more positive to say? Well, okay, first thing of all, you gotta bear in mind, The Matrix and Equilibrium are movies. Being a lone hero type character is very, 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 very trying, and it's based upon, actually, not you, it's based upon other people. Believe me when I say that if you just do what you want, people will decide whether or not you're a hero, and you have very little say in that, and you cannot depend on the applause of others. What you need to do is you need to shut yourself down and figure out, you know, okay, wait, hold on, who am I? You see, if you figure out what it is that makes you happy, what makes you happy on your own without anyone else's influence, you won the game. You got it set up. There's two things you need to worry about in life. One, how you spend your time. This would be your job. It's nice if you spend your job, your time in a way that makes a little bit of money so you can live your life you want. One. And two, you've got to find a good partner, i.e. man, woman, child, whatever, you know, that's, or, well, not child, but man, woman, you know, who, well, it kind of goes good, man, woman, child.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Right. It's a phrase.
So, for the record, that was a complete slip of the tongue. You're not looking for children. I'm almost tempted to go back and delete this entire segment up until this point. You got to either find, like, well, you know, I'm used to always saying, because I'm married, right?
Yeah.
And I'm a heterosexual man, so I'm always trying to be very sensitive, you know, to homosexuals out there. You know, I'm trying to say, you know, well, if you're with guys, then you want to go find a guy.
That's right.
You know, and in this case,
whatever makes you happy.
He's 17. Is he a minor? Is he a minor?
Some places,
he
I don't know. It depends
called,
where he lives,
he could
right?
be called a child
yeah,
in some locations at 17.
That's right.
So therefore, if he found himself a 16... Yeah, I'm validating my statement now.
Okay, yeah,
so
there
if he
you
found
go.
A 16,
it works.
I'm good. See?
Yep,
now, that's
all good.
That's what was matter with that.
You got it. You got it.
Getting back with this now. what it's about, buddy, is you need to just maintain for a couple of years. The last thing you want to do is... I mean, if you go out and you date and you get into a couple of relationships right now, nothing you get involved with at the age of 17 is going to last. Okay, nothing. You're going to, like, by the between the ages of 17 and 25, you changed so much. Holy shit. You thought puberty was a rush? I got news for you, my friend. Your brain is going to develop so much in the next 6 years. It's brutal. So what I would do is if shit gets to be too far gone and you don't know where to seek advice, get your ass to the library. Because I'm here to tell you there is all kinds of people who are dead now who are way smarter than probably a lot of people who are alive today. If you need somebody who's real life, real time, real drama, and you want to get some real advice from a living person, go to an old folks home. Guarantee you will find somebody in a senior's position who has gone through some of the shit that you've gone through, and they'll give you really solid advice because they got nothing to lose. Now that's my whole criteria. You got anything else?
That's
you want
pretty
to
good.
That? That's not bad.
Yeah. No, I'm good.
And by the way, loneliness passes. You know, it's,
I mean, it sucks while you're there.
It sucks while you're there, but it does pass. And it's, I think, honestly, that loneliness is just the pain of self-emergence.
Yeah, make yourself happy first.
Yes.
Concentrate on yourself. Others will come to you.
That's right.
When you're happy, because you will exude self-confidence after you're happy.
Confidence is weird.
It is a weird thing.
If you can't, if you're not confident, just fake it, because no one can tell the difference. Honest to God, okay? Now, I got another piece of sort yourself out here. Hopefully I can do this without trying to hint at pedophilia. Hey, Sean. I know you probably don't know me. Well, I could know you.
Maybe.
I'm like God. I'm everywhere. Whoa. And you have no reason to hear the shit I'm going to tell you in this email, but here it is. Today, my mom told me I should put a bullet in my head. Okay, she would go into my room some night and help me do it. right after she took everything she bought me in the past 2 years away from me, minus furniture and clothes. Then she went on into an attack against everything I believe in, saying I was just a naive child, and I would end up a bum just like your father. Speaking of my father, he tells me I'm going to be a convict, and that I'm a lazy piece of shit. Then sometimes, when he gets really pissed off, he'll hit me or my mom. Once, she had to call the cops. He got so pissed off at me, luckily I was able to hold him off. When the cop got there, my dad turned around and told the cop I'd attacked him so he wouldn't face going to jail. I don't know what to do. I don't have any money, so I can't get my own apartment. I can't run away because I want to stay in school and try to have something of a future. It seems like I'm stuck in a situation I can't get out of. I don't know. Any advice would be great.
That's brutal.
Yeah, you are in a dark place. Okay, so, it is like this. Quite obviously, your mother and father are in fact pieces of shit. So, what you're going to do is you're going to focus staying in school. Now, your home will become a place where you sleep. Now, because you don't want to be a deadbeat, that means you're going to want to try to get yourself a part-time job. Okay, now that'll suck because depending on where you live, I have no idea what city you're in. But you should be able to find yourself some temporary part-time work. Maybe cleaning up a lot in a mall lot attendant. Part-time work at a local big box store, because they always want part-time people.
Oh, yeah.
And you say, I'm going to school. Look at me. Play the I'm a young kid, and I'm just looking for an evening job to keep me off the streets and stop me from doing drugs. You got any piercings? Ditch them. Time to grow up now, okay? Ditch your piercings, land yourself a badass job, and then go from there, because that's what you need to do. Once you get the job, you don't have a job. Forget that you have a job. What you do is you have a place that you go to, you take your money, and you bank that shit. You walk yourself up a huge whack of cash, and your own personal graduation present to yourself is going to be your ass transported out of the house. If your parents do not come around by that time, you simply don't tell them where you moved to, and you scrape them off like a couple of fucking corpses. Thank you. No more room in my life raft. If the dad is such a deadbeat and a failure, why the fuck did she fuck him, marry him, and produce you as the offspring? Furthermore, parents who produce children, okay, have a responsibility to the child to make sure that the child is well cared for, looked after, nourished, all that good shit. The child doesn't owe the parents anything, okay? Let's just get that fucking straight, okay? By having a child, they made the decision to bring a life into this world, and now they have a whole situation of neglect where you're not worthy for them to look after you. Oh, well, blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm sorry. That's wrong, okay? That's wrong, guy. You don't need to... Your parents are a couple of fucksticks, okay? I'm sorry. I mean, it might be unfair of me to say that your dad's a piece of shit, but when your father, okay, says to you you're going to be a lazy piece of shit and that you're going to be a convict, what he's doing is he's implanting seeds in your mind. That's what he's doing, okay? He's implanting seeds in your mind. And since your father tells you this, you know, and like they said in The Crow, mother is the name for God on the lips of hearts of all small children, this is fucking with your psyche pretty hard. You don't know what to do because, you know, these are the people who are supposed to love and cherish you and treat you special and all the rest of it. Now, obviously, they don't seem to think you're worth a fuck. Well, I'm here to tell you, buddy, you're not alone. There's a lot of people out there who think you are worth a fuck. And the only people who don't know you're not worth a fuck are the people you have not met yet. You are now responsible for your own life. Because you had the intelligence, because you have the capability to use a computer to send me an email, to get out there and say, you know what, I don't understand this. Why are these people on me? They're on you because they're failures as human beings. Sorry, they're dead. Time to move along. You can stay there, weep about it, cry at night, maybe in a few years try to get back together with them. But what they are doing right now is so psychologically damaging to you. Okay, you have to get yourself into a survival state. Do not challenge them on this. Because you have no position of leverage, okay? You have no leverage. You are currently... The only reason why they're providing a house and a home for you is because they need to. Otherwise, they go to fucking jail. So realize that it's time to write off your parents. And currently, they may be saying, Sean, that's really severe. No, dude, no. Look at what they're doing. Fuck them. You've got no reason to make contact with these people.
What is left there for him? Nothing.
What is left there? What's left? I mean, yeah, he can go and say, you know, well, I still love you, Mom. That's great. I still think you're a worthless piece of shit. Why don't you go kill yourself? Uh-huh. Thanks for the psych damage there, bitch. Okay? Like, I'm sorry. Now, confronting them on this issue is going to do absolutely sweet fuck all. Okay? And yes, it hurts like a bitch. But when you don't know what else to do, sit down, breathe, and maintain. The true path will become clear to you. Yes, this will hurt. It will hurt a lot more before you are done. I'm sorry, there is no way I can ease that pain for you. But what you will do, and when it comes right down to this, it is about leverage. You will, in fact, keep your money in a bank for the time being, even though I don't like putting it in banks, but you're not putting it in your house because you never know if your fucking deadbeat parents are going to be stealing it to get drug money or whatever the fuck it is these losers are doing.
Took away all the other stuff he had.
And then, I mean, apparently the dad likes to beat up people and shit like this. Like these.
Should he get out of there?
Well, should he bail? Well,
he's getting beat up.
No, he's only getting hit once in a while right now. Okay. If he goes to the street right now, he's probably going to get shit kicked more than that. He's got a chance at an education, a chance at a life. So you know what? Yeah, you probably take a hit every now and again, but if you can use that to your advantage, you can get out. There's worse things that can happen to you than getting hit. Yeah. That sounds really, really bad and really, really damage control. But it's tough on the streets. I don't know how much time he got left in school. If he got 3 weeks or if he got 3 years left in school, I don't know.
Yeah,
if
he's 17. It should be close.
No, this is a different kid. Different kid. I don't know how old
there's
this
no
kid.
Age.
Yeah, there's
Damn.
No age on this kid.
That's too bad.
So I'm hoping that maybe you are a naive child. If you're a child, you are naive. That's part of being a child, okay? But you're not so naive that you believe your parents when they tell you that you should be a convict who's going to commit suicide, okay? What have you done that tells them you're going to be a convict? Is it because you don't agree with mainstream media? Is that it? Is it because, you know, they think you're a loser that way? I don't know. But I'm here to tell you, brother, and there's a lot of other kids out there who believe, honest to God, what their parents say, that they're, you know, they're worthless and la, la, la. And I'm 31 years old. I still got shit from my childhood left over. And a lot of people do. It doesn't go away.
So he should be subversive and take care of himself because nobody else is doing it for him.
Well, he's just, and now it's the time to steal the mine. Now is the time to grab a grip around yourself and fold up all that is precious around you. If your friends, if you have no friends there right now, well, there's an entire world that is made available to you through the freedoms of technology, through the internet, and we are there. The
IRC contacts.
You betcha. The IRC is always open, and the beaches are always friendly, as long as you're not me. You know what I mean? So, hey, there's a lot of people out there who are hurting right now. There's a lot of parents out there that are all fucked up, okay? A lot of people on meds. A lot of people who aren't looking after their kids. And the core politicals and the cults are making a clean sweep, trying to get as many people in the cattle cars as they possibly can. And it's only up to us, because at the end of the day, all we freaks have is each other. So we need to start looking after each other, start making sure we can look after ourselves, one wog, one kit, because if you can't look after yourself, you sure as fuck can't look after anyone else. Mm-hmm. So focus on you, my friend, and you will come through this. I promise. There is light out there. Not everyone is a piece of shit. And when you have children, you will learn what not to do. Now, moving into the news. I'm only 30 minutes into the show.
Only.
British Patriot Act news. You ready for this one? This was sent in by Thunder.
British. I've read a little bit about this. Not good.
Oh, yeah. This was coming. New anti-terrorist powers are set to be rushed through the government after an opposition party forged a broad agreement in the political response to the London attacks. As three significant new laws were agreed in principle, the Prime Minister, Tony Blair, was preparing to push ahead with another strand of his anti-terror strategy. A forceful call to the British Muslim community to do more to identify and eliminate extremists in their midst. In talks with his opposition counterparts, Charles Clarke, the Home Secretary, agreed to speed a new counter-terror powers into law. Gotta get them into place! You never know when another bomb's gonna go off. As soon as MPs return from their summer break in October, they will begin voting new legislation, which should be in place by Christmas. Holy fuck.
After the break.
Yeah, you know, it's terror, but not so important right now.
We're on vacation.
Despite the lengthy summer recess, the Commons will rise. On Thursday and return on 10 October. The government has ruled out any summer recall of Parliament. Not least because building work to install new security measures will put most of Palace of Westminster out of use during that time.
That's
so they're doing
so
such
funny.
They're putting in so much security shit, they have to get rid of all the ministers and stuff. A new offense of, listen to this, acts preparatory to terrorism.
Mind crime. Thought crime.
Mind crime, for sure. Oh, you have books on how to make bombs? Yeah, that's an act preparatory to terrorism. Oh, you've got subversive literature? That's an act preparatory to terrorism. We'll give the police more scope to tackle those suspect of extremism.
Not even terrorism. Extreme. Are you an extremist,
Sean?
Are you
an extremist? Oh, I fucking guarantee you I'm an extremist.
Yeah.
A law banning the providing or receiving terrorist training. A law banning the providing or receiving of terrorist training is also aimed at key foundation of terror cells and foreign training camps. Now, this is why.
Again, if they looked at patrolling.
This is why in patrolling, I was fucking careful with what I did, because I saw this coming.
Oh, okay? Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And I called that, and Sim will back me on this. I'm like, no, we can't do this, because I know this is going to. That's why I disbanded cult. I'm like, oh, my God, what's happening?
This will be illegal.
This will be illegal.
And okay? Here it is.
And here it
spelled
is.
Out.
Coming down already in the UK.
After the summer break.
Yeah, after the summer break. We'll be right back after these few important messages. Perhaps the most dramatic law. Are you ready? You ready for this one here?
I am.
The most dramatic law will be the prohibition on glorifying or inciting terrorism.
Glorifying.
Inciting terrorism.
Is
newsreel inciting terrorism?
Does it make anyone want to do terrorism? That it made
and
me
terrorism
wanna...
is so fucking vague, so I'm inciting people to do vague shit.
It These made are... me want to blow up things.
Conduct unbecoming of a human.
Yeah.
Underlying the tensions surrounding the issue, it was reported yesterday that Muslim cleric banned from the United States for condoning Palestine suicide attacks is due to speak in Manchester next month. The Egyptian-born Yusuf Yusuf said the Palestinian bombers achieve martyrdom in the name of God. Well, this Egyptian-born dude, Yusuf, is a fuck, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Because anybody who wants to martyr yourself in the name of God, again, don't kill yourself. Even when you kill other people, okay? Don't do that. This is dumb. Why would you kill yourself? Anybody who wants you to kill yourself is trying to fuck you over. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't care if they want to do it for a reason or what, but, like, that's bullshit. Despite the efforts of all main political parties to mount a show of unity, their agreement on terror laws was only made possible yesterday because they also agreed not to discuss the most controversial of government plans, control orders imposed on suspects. Wow. That debate will have to wait until January, the parties agrees. So control orders imposed on suspects.
Yeah.
You're a suspect. We don't believe, Sean, that you're actually a terrorist, but you're a suspect, so that means you can't leave the country, you can't do this, you can't use the internet, you can't protest.
Just suspected.
Because you're suspected.
Yep. So, guilty.
Until proven innocent.
Yeah. I read something more about this, so there's on the exact laws.
Oh, yeah? What did you get?
I don't remember what they are. So, if somebody could, like, spell out the laws, like, exactly find out what new things,
Druid
that
Druid Y. Semeru.
Yeah, he's here on there.
The provider of Skittles.
Thank you.
Yeah, so let's talk about that for just a second.
I had them today. I was eating them in the car today.
Yes, he was really happy. I didn't know that Sim got some Skittles. A while back, I mentioned that Sim loves the vegan Skittles. These are the anti-gelatin Skittles, because he's a vegan, right?
Yeah, so only in Europe can you get these gelatin Skittles.
So
non-gelatin Skittles, but...
The first guy to respond was Druid Weissimaru.
Druid, yeah, Weissimaru. Oh, I've been enjoying them this past week. Oh, they're so good.
So if you love Sim.
Guilt-free Skittles.
And if you love Brain Radio, if you want to do something for Sim, because everybody does shit for me all the time. Nobody does a fucking thing for Sim. No, it's sad. Really, it is. Because you know, there'll be a package. You'll be like, I got all these presents for you.
Here you go,
it's all
Sean.
Addressed to Sean. And then he's like, oh. You know, and it's kind of fucking sad.
I'll watch you open your presents.
I'll let you open your presents. Oh. So make sure, you know, that send a package of European Skittles along just to keep the vegan happy. After all, if you don't, he doesn't shut up. All right, so here's some Cyberpunk kit for you from the Caps Locker. Very, very cool. Who sent me this last one here? Was that Thunderspot sent me that last one? And Caps Locker sent me this thing on a translator. This thing is quite the fucking
That's
piece
nice.
Of kit. Learning French, German, Italian, Japanese, Spanish, and Russian is easier with this dictionary. This powerful communication tool marks a milestone in the world of technological advances. SpeechGuard, trademark, TL4, is comprised with advanced linguistic capabilities that make it fast and easy to converse with people in Germany, China, France, Italy, Japan, Russia, and all Spanish-speaking countries.
Ooh, nice.
The TL4 is a unique speech-to-speech interpreter, able to recognize English speech and pronounce translations back to you and your listener in the chosen language.
This is really new.
It also has a capability to translate over 4,200 phrases into 7 popular European and Asian languages.
So it takes into account context as well then.
Yes.
Phrases.
Yes.
Very nice.
Where is the bathroom in Chinese, Japanese? How do I get the fuck out of the airport in Japanese? Because a buddy of mine went there, he couldn't get out of the fucking airport.
That's right.
As soon as you make a selection, the speech guard pronounces the translation of choice in a phrase of one of the 7 languages. The voice output is loud, clear, and all phrases are professionally translated and narrated by people who were paid to do that shit. This just goes on as a waterproof case, and it was based upon a military piece of hardware that got civilianized and sent out to see the great,
world.
That
is sexy.
It's a very sexy
piece. When we go globetrotting, this will be the right piece of kit to take.
Oh, for sure. Got to have the gear.
Yeah.
Got to have the gear. Now, here's the good one. You ready for this one here?
Okay.
In military search and seizure news, sent to me by Drake. Of course, by this time, you've heard of how police on Thursday began random searches. I'm sure they're real random.
Very random.
Very random. Anyone with brown skin gets
every
a bag
fourth
search.
Person, yeah.
Random searches of bags and packages carried by people entering city subways. A new security measure announced after another round of bomb attacks in London. So in New York now, you've got tanks in the streets and militaries searching people at the subway.
With automatic weapons.
With fully automatic weapons. We just live in a world where, sadly, these kinds of security measures are necessary, Mayor Michael Bloomberg said. Are they intrusive? Yes. A little bit. That's a little intrusive? Being pinned up against the wall by some guy with a tank and a machine gun and have your shit rifled through is a little intrusive?
What's in this present? It's my little girl's birthday present.
Fuck, dude. I don't want to see what you think is really intrusive.
Yeah.
But we are trying to find the right balance. Really?
We're trying one extreme first.
Right. Well,
and then we'll go the other extreme and then find it in the middle.
We're trying to find the right balance. What are you doing on the other side of the page? Just asking? You know, just thought I'd ask that question. The inspection begins Thursday on a small-scale basis, at least in one location in Manhattan, where a cluster of officers were seen stopping five men over a 15-minute period as they entered the subway in an evening rush hour. In each instance, the officers peered briefly into the men's bags, then waved them through. Full-scale inspections are scheduled to be in place by rush hour Friday.
Please stay in your homes. Remain calm.
Yeah, everything is done for you.
Full-scale inspections.
Oh, my God. Passengers carrying bags will be selected at random before they pass through turnstiles. Those who refuse to be searched won't be allowed to ride, Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly said. Of course, you'll be a suspect and, you know, have your picture taken and all the rest of it. This is just deranged to me. I don't understand this, how New Yorkers can put up with this. I suppose they're pretty shell-shocked after everything that's gone on. And speaking
True.
Of being shell-shocked in the subway, this gets back to that Thunderspud news story. Thunderspud was the first one to send it in on that subway shooting in Britain. He vaulted over barriers, chased by armed police, and stumbled onto a train. Then a man in a winter coat with a backpack was shot time and again, sending panicked commuters fleeing in all directions. Witnesses said distressed passengers at Stockwell Underground train station in South London on Friday morning said police fired at a man between 4 and 7 times, killing him instantly. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I saw them kill a man, basically. I saw them shoot a man 5 times, says witness Mark Whidbey told BBC Television. The other passengers were distraught. Well, yeah, having some guy executed in front of you will do that. It was just mayhem. People were getting off the tube. People running in all directions. Looks of horror on their faces. Screaming. A lot of screaming from women. Absolute mayhem, he said. Police said the man was directly linked to an ongoing anti-terror probe, but it was not clear whether he was suspected in involvement with failed bomb attacks on Thursday or had been mistaken for someone else. The attacks on tube trains and one bus in London Thursday caused chaos, but killed no one. 2 weeks after 4 blasts of the train caught a bus in the capital, left 52 dead. Just after 10 a.m., about a dozen armed policemen, many in plain clothes, charged into Stockwell Station, witnesses said. Passengers then emerged onto the street in panic. Commuter Terry Goldley told Sky TV he heard 6 or 7 shots as she fled the station. I was about to get on the train. 8 or 9 undercover police with walkie-talkies and handguns started screaming, "Everyone, get out," Goldley said. Teams of police and ambulance services swarmed the gritty neighborhood, cordoning off area streets and leaving red double-decker buses lined up, unable to move. Jillian Breen, 39, was busy setting her fruit and flower stand stall at the entrance of Stockwell Underground Tube when she saw the police rush in. "They told everyone to get out of the way," she said. "We saw some passengers coming out. They were obviously distraught. A lady came out who had been traveling in the tube who had heard the gunshots. We turned a bucket upside down, sat her down on it. She said that someone had been shot in the tube." Now, witnesses gave sketchy details about the man, who was of South Asian appearance. Some passengers said he looked wary as he stumbled onto the train. He was described as thin by some, chummy by others, so nobody knows what this guy looks like. He wore a black bulky cloak in the sea heat of summer, raising suspicion. Most agreed he wore a backpack, reminding many images of the 4 suicide bombers left behind in the July 7 attacks. Now, it goes on and talks about this. Now, let me tell you what happened here. Because if you like, I'll give you Sean's take on the situation.
Okay.
They followed the guy from his house, for the starters.
That's right.
They knew he was there. The buddy rushed it from the house. He left the house with a backpack. If you think a guy is a terrorist suspect, he runs out of the house with a heavy coat and a backpack, and he's heading for the train station, and you know he's going to geek himself. And when the cops run inside, what'd they say? Did they say get down? Did they say seek cover? They would say if they were trying to take a regular hostage? No, because they don't want people to die, because they think they have a bomb in his bag.
Yes.
So when they got a clean shot, they lit the guy up like a Czechoslovakian Christmas tree. Why? Because they didn't want him to detonate the bomb that he was carrying. Okay? That's what happened there. Did the cops do the right thing? Yes. Undoubtedly, they dusted the motherfucker because they thought he had a bomb. What do we got here?
We are now satisfied that he was not connected with the instance of Thursday. For somebody to lose their life in such a circumstance is a tragedy, and one that the Metropolitan Police Service regrets.
Okay, so this makes no sense. Why would a guy wearing a heavy coat and a backpack in the middle of summer run from his house as the cops swarm on him? Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Don't run from the cops.
The people with Asian descent are not carrying backpacks in the London train stations right now. I promise you that. If you're East Indian or from that region of the world or whatever, dude, you're not carrying a backpack in London right now, okay? Because you're freaked out because everybody's tripping out about this stuff. Now, if the cops, if you got nothing to fear, the cop says, stop, don't fucking move. Cops have converged on my house and I got a backpack. You can bank. I ain't going to do shit.
No.
I'm going to be laying the fuck down.
Who's got the guns? They do.
They got the guns. They're going to shoot my ass. And the last place I would run would be the fucking train station. Because you're guaranteed. Now, the cops believe he's got a bomb. The cops believe he's got a bomb. So they light the guy up. They kill him dead. And now they say, nope, no connection. He's not a martyr. Maybe this is damage control. He wasn't a martyr. Not a Muslim. Our fuck up.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong here. That doesn't make sense. Why would the guy run? There's a lot of really bizarre... This whole story is very fucked up.
Why wouldn't he stop?
Why? What was his motive for running? Okay?
He was late.
Yeah, I don't know. In bad armor news from Tech Freak, check this out. The nation's largest supplier of bullet-resistant vests to law enforcement agencies is urging its customers to replace vests containing the fiber Xylon, saying that they may not be safe. Second Chance Body Armor, this is a shame because this company was a really good company up until this happened, said Wednesday it had sent notices to police agencies nationwide. The warning affects 58,000 Tri-Flex vests, an additional 40,000 Ultima and Ultimax vests with performance packs, the company said in a statement.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. So if you have a Second Chance Body Armor vest, make sure you follow the link that Tech Freak sent in. Check it out. Make sure your kit isn't going to get you dead. Okay, make sure your vest is actually decent armor because it seems there's a product recall. Bit of an alert out there for all my law enforcement brethren. Now, in nuke war hope news, this is from Listful. It seems that South Korea, or Korea, has offered to abandon its nuclear weapons if the two sides of the Korean War sign a peace agreement to replace the 1950 ceasefire that halted hostilities but did not resolve the conflict. Remember, the Korean War is not over. There's a 1953 ceasefire that has been maintained.
Mm.
A peace pact would halt what the North calls a U.S. hostility, which is spawning the nuclear issue, a spokesman from the North's foreign ministry said in a statement. So the North Korea wants to declare peace. That would automatically result in the denuclearization of the peninsula.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me. Draw it up and we'll fucking sign it. The North said earlier this month it would end its 13-month boycott of the talks, which include China, Japan, and Russia. Wow. I mean, this is an amazing story. South Korea and the United States, after being reassured by a U.S. envoy that Washington recognized its sovereignty, three previous rounds aimed at convincing the North to disarm have failed to resolve the nuclear standoff. North Korean leader Kim Jong-il has been encouraging recently about the prospects for the talks. He mentioned visiting South Korea cabinet minister last month for the denuclearization of the peninsula was dying wish of his father. So his dad, Kim Jong-il's dad, wanted the area to be denuclearized. The North's founding ruler, Kim Il-sung, the elder Kim died in 1984, and then his crazy shithawk kid, Kim Jong-il, took over. And go see the film Team America for a good description of that psycho. Because he is, in fact, crazy as a shithouse rat. Now, I got another piece of news here about amateur radio news.
Right.
This is cool. This is from Mr. Fox.
Okay.
The FCC has proposed dropping the 5-word-per-minute Morse code element as a requirement to obtain the amateur radio license of any class.
Okay.
The commission recommended its change to its Part 97 amateur services rules as a notice of proposed rulemaking in WT Docket 05-235. Any rule changes proposed to the NPRM would not become final until the FCC gathers additional public comments, formally adopts the change into its rules, and concludes the proceedings by issue of a report and order spelling out the changes and specifying the effective date. Jesus Christ, it's quite a lot of shit just for an amateur radio license, eh?
Yeah.
It's not likely to happen for several months, but this means that you don't have to memorize Morse code in order to get your amateur radio license and broadcast newsreel to the world.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
I think
it's good that people know
Morse
code.
It's probably good that it's easy, but I think it'd be good to learn Morse code because, after all, hey, all you need is...
That's the basics. You just need to tap on something and you're good.
Dude, those little LED flashlights can be seen for 2 miles. Yeah. If you can send a beam out that way, that's pretty tight. And guys, you know, I mean, Morse code is pretty cool. Yeah. It's a pretty seriously, you know, hardcore WOG-ass thing to do. Got your daily tax? Your daily tax?
Tax.
Your daily tax. We send all money to Rant Media Studios. Fox, we rip you off.com. Your daily hack. Jeez, I'm just bad. You know, I mean, I'm like talking about kids and taxes. Jeez, I'm just like, where's the real Sean, you know? Daily hack.
Kidnapped.
The top 13. Oh, I got top.
What is that?
Oh, I know.
1375?
No, that was story number 13.
Oh, okay.
Top 75 security tools.
75?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is a series of security tools. This is from back in the day that has a huge list of all these, like, hardcore security testing tools your computer. So that if you've got a computer and you want to try to hack your computer to make sure your computer's secure.
Or your network.
Whatever.
Make sure there's no intruders on your network your packets.
That's right. These are the tools that your intruders would use to attack your computer.
That's right. So you want back.
That's right. So make sure. And honestly, you know, you've got to make sure that your business
It's actually very useful.
Very useful.
Like, I've got a wireless situation at my house that I want to know if somebody's going to be on my network through it. I've got it locked down, but you never know.
You never know. And also, here's one that's really going to piss people off. Jack the CBS Red cameras. This was sent to me by Neil Asura. That first one was sent in by somebody else. But Neil Asura sent me this one here. CBS Red. CVS Pharmacies sells this neat little digital camera for about $20.
Okay.
Watch for sales. Sometimes you get it for $10. It is a storage of 25 digital pictures at a resolution of 1280 by 860.
Decent.
1.1 megapixel.
Yep.
Includes a built-in flash and rear LCD for viewing your most recent pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
An LCD on it.
Yeah, and the ability to delete the most recent picture if you don't like it. It uses two AA batteries that can be replaced by opening the battery door with a paperclip, insert a small hole, and pull towards the center. The camera may release the battery door, blah, 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 blah. And what this does here is, the whole point is you're supposed to take pictures, turn the camera in, they charge you $30.
And you don't get your camera back. You have to go buy a new one, right?
Yeah, but this one here tells you how to buy this digital camera and do it all yourself. Because it
forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, it's
that's
pretty
good.
Sexy. Yeah.
You bought it, you should be able to do it.
And why not? And if you can have like a real-time LCD feed, why don't you just stretch out those wires and you got yourself a $20 little surveillance camera.
Yeah.
You can set up and put a timer on it.
That's
I mean, what can't you do with one of these fucking cameras?
Oh, yeah.
And not only that, you could always just take it and then mail me the camera full of pictures.
That's right.
That's, you know,
yeah.
I'll put some stenography on there and take pictures of stenography. I don't know.
Go
crazy. And last but not least, I have 101 reasons to fear the USA government thanks to Mobile Digit. And these are all, what these 101 reasons are links to stories that have happened.
Oh.
That are like, yeah, they start searching people. Yeah, why the U.S. government is scary as fuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
All gathered together. That's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, all gathered together in this massive list. And that's all I got for you today. Sam, you got anything?
Nope.
Nothing,
I'm good.
Nothing
I think we're pretty good.
I think we're doing pretty good. But don't worry. I will be back tomorrow to make sure you get all the information you need to stay alive. This is a free radio broadcast brought to you by the generous donations of those willing to fight in a time of crisis. And they are Forley, Weblight, Alan, Drew, Weiss, Maru, Drake, Jesse, Robert, Grey Ghost, Art, Michael, End User, Christopher, New, Kevin, Joseph, Jesse, Derek, Desert Runner, Eric, Michael, Dennis, C4, Steve, Jesse, Brandon, Matthew, Peter, Malcolm, Timor, Rosalie, Keith, Jason, Evan, Matt, John, Austin, David, Palmer, Jonathan, Adam, Richard, Host Mojo, Peter, Charles, Jason, Jonathan, Brandon, Mainframe, Burger, No Fries, Innominate, Matt, Jennifer, Matthew, Charles, Lars, Eric, Dark Nature, Brandon, and Michael. Have you noticed?
Good list.
Have you noticed
yeah.
that I have a large lacking of women? I'm not so popular
yeah.
with the chicks.
There's a couple there, but...
There's a couple, but I don't seem to be very popular with the women. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Why is
Rant
that?
Rant needs women.
Rant needs women. Me and the robots need, you know, it's not like I'm married. You know, like, I'm married.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm all after, you know, the bras to be sent to me, because I'd have, you know, explaining to do, you know.
You got some splaining to do.
I got some splaining to do, but, I mean, it's cool, you know.
Yep.
And it's just kind of sad that
I don't know why. Chicks. We don't have that demographic.
Well, we got Alex, Jerry, Cameron, and Brenley as our new subscribers for June 2005.
You got a Jennifer in there.
There's a Jennifer, and I think there's another one, but there's just not a lot. There's a Rosalie.
Not a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple in there.
She's
yeah.
hot.
Yeah.
She's
very
hot.
Hot.
Who else we got in here that's hot?
That's it. I think there's only two girls.
Jennifer's hot too.
That's
and
the same
Phoenix.
One.
Phoenix.
Phoenix.
I bet
yes.
you that's yeah.
I
Phoenix.
Think
Phoenix.
So.
Phoenix. I think Phoenix is a chick.
Could
I
be.
Think. Anyway,
well, maybe
moving
not.
Right along.
Yeah.
Thanks again to everyone for their assistance in gathering data. If you have access to Sense Information or any of the pertinent stories, please email them to Newsreel, and that's N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L at rantradio.com. And if you want to get, if you are a radio station, you want to carry Newsreel, please send an email to info@rantradio.com, and Sim will set you the fuck up. And if you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the album by Aghast View called Phase Knox. Very cool album. And I'm going to leave you now with something Server sent me. Originally, this is a track that was made for the LucasArts adventure game Full Throttle in 1994. Okay, so this is old school. I used to play Full Throttle back in the compound when it was all set up back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a great rocking out, old video game tune. So you got anything else?
No, I think that's pretty good.
All right, buddy. Well, until tomorrow, that's what Server said. End of line. To many.